Talking with the Strathroy Jets defenseman Matt LaBerge, getting set for game number two of the Western Ontario Super Hockey League Conference Final from the West Middlesex Memorial Centre this Friday. The Jets trail the Stratford Fighting Irish 1-0 after a 6-2 loss last weekend on Saturday. First of all, Matt, tell us a little bit about this run in the playoffs for Strathroy, the 7th seed, knocking off the 2nd seed, Laura Rocks, in the first round, and then the top seed, Alvinston Killer Bees, in the last round, and now Stratford. What's this been like?
This has been a little bit of a Cinderella story for Strathroy, and judging by our fans, I think Strathroy was hungry for it. So we're excited to be in the finals. We've worked hard. We had a good run at the end of the year, and I think hockey is one of those sports that you just got to put together a good run at the right time of the year, and that seems to be what we're doing.
Now, for those of us who don't know, with the Super Hockey League, is this it, or if you win the conference, do you play somebody else?
For the past couple of years, there's been talk of a crossover where we would go and play more of an all-Ontario championship. This year, because of a couple scheduling conflicts, this will be it. So if we win this, this is the big ticket.
So game number two, and now you're switching to the West Middlesex Memorial Center. You've played at the Gemini all year, but the ice came out this past Monday on your blue pad. Ironically, you started the return of the franchise at the West Middlesex Memorial Center. Your thoughts on going back to that rink? It's smaller, but in my opinion, the atmosphere is a lot better.
Absolutely. You're right. We did start there year one. Actually, all of our staff, volunteers, probably 14 of our players are former Rockets too. So anyone in Strathroy knows the history of that rink. If you've been in there and watched a hockey game, you know the atmosphere. So to come back and have a bit of a homecoming tour for this many people in our organization, we're excited, and I think the town should be too.
Yeah, and I would imagine, I'll assume, you being one of the two top hockey teams in the town, along with the Junior B Rockets, that the Rockets are opening up the front doors. Maybe you can use their room. You're going to have a liquor license and a couple of bars open like you did when you were there before. All that Wi-Fi stuff, the same kind of atmosphere for the fans. Is that working out well, or?
It takes an army to make this thing go, and we've got a lot of that ironed out. Making a transition this late in the year has been a bit of a challenge. As far as license goes, we're going to have 3 bars set up, the entertainment all set up, all ironed out, and we're excited about that. The internet, we're getting some internet installed there. We're going to put in a new line so we can stream our games online for fans that like to watch that. We're going to put our own line in. That way, fans are going to have a high-quality stream. We did reach out to the Rockets. We were hoping at the start when we first realized that we would have to move, that maybe we would get access to the room. I understand they rented and that's their space. So they did say no, so we're not going to get access to the room, but the room is not why we're going there. For the Jets, the reason we're going there is the history and the atmosphere and kind of the magic that happens at the old rink. So that's what we're excited about.
Back to game number two, back to the series, so switching to the West Middlesex Memorial Center. Is that hurt or benefit the Jets, in your opinion, because you've been playing at a larger rink almost all season long at home, but you fared well in the small confounds of the Brooke Alvinston Center in the last series. Now you're going to a smaller West Mid rink. So what rink favors the Jets more?
It's definitely a change. This small ice pad changes the way you have to play the game of hockey, but we have some incredibly talented players on our team that have played from the NHL to NCAA, Europe, and so fans are going to get a heck of a show when they're in there. That small barn, we've adjusted to it before. I think we're going to put on a show and play the right way in there.
You guys brought in an online ticket option for that Alvinston series, and man, was that ever a success. You were over $950 for every home game in the Gemini. Is that going to be the same way people can buy tickets for this series?
Yeah, and I would stress that fans do buy their tickets that way. This is a little smaller rink. We're hoping that this sells out. So we are going to have tickets at the door, but if I could stress one thing, it's that fans get online, go to the Strathroy Jets socials and websites, buy your tickets in advance. That guarantees that you're getting in the building and that you're not going to be stuck outside watching the game from the parking lot.
Matt LaBerge with the Strathroy Jets. They'll host game two against Stratford coming up Friday at the West Middlesex Memorial Center. Game time at 7:30. Get your tickets at the Strathroy Jets website or Facebook page. Thanks for this, Matt, and good luck.
Thank you.